Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Grand? Not so much. But a bargain across the aisle as House Democrats and Republicans came to accord yesterday. Let's learn how it plays with the public with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, it has to help because the regard for Congress couldn't get much lower.
That's right. Could we be at a turning point? The fact that the House actually passed something ahead of a deadline, now we'll see what the Senate does, but the fact that the House passed it could mean that Americans will move up in their positive views of their elected representatives in Congress. This year as a whole, we're through asking about it. In 2013, 14% overall approval. That's the lowest yearly average in our history, and that included one reading in November. 9%, which is the lowest single month in history. So as you say, it couldn't get much lower. The biggest complaint about Congress is a gridlock. They won't compromise. They can't get anything done. They're thinking about politics and not the country. That's what we found this year. So if they do compromise and pass something, we'll talk in January when we update Congress approval. Maybe it'll move up.
And ultimately, that approval was overwhelming. I believe it was a 332-94 vote in favor. But what it does is it pits the House Republican leadership against the Tea Party wing. What is the regard for the Tea Party at this juncture?
Not much. 22% of Americans say they're supporters of the Tea Party. It's never been high. The highest point we measured it was 32%, and that was back in 2010. It's been down since then. Overall opinions, a slightly different question. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Tea Party? We're now at 30% favorable, 51% unfavorable, so it's way underwater. And that 30% is as low as we've ever measured it. So there are still some core supporters of the Tea Party out there, about one out of five Americans, mostly conservatives, of course. But overall, it's not held in great regard at all.
Does the regard for the primary party still tip to Democrats?
It does. A 10-point margin when we ask favorable ratings on the Democrats versus Republicans. And that's important because we are moving into a midterm election next year. And when the Republicans did so well back in 2010, they had parity on this favorable, unfavorable with the Democrats. But back in 2006, the Democrats were way ahead. And, of course, they gained over 30 seats from the Republicans in that election. So these things matter. They can predict what's going to happen. And right now, the Democrats have a 10-point edge, which is pretty good news for the Democratic Party.
President Barack Obama last week delivered a major speech on inequality. How much does that matter in the minds of Americans?
You know, directly, Dave, nobody mentions it. We just finished asking what's the most important problem facing the country, and only 2% of Americans overtly say the gap between the rich and the poor. Now, indirectly, there are a lot of discussions about how the economy in general is a major problem, and so perhaps hidden in there are a lot of concerns about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, but it's not an issue that people talk about directly. Instead, what do they say? Dissatisfaction with the way government works, still the top problem, followed by the economy in general, health care, unemployment, and the federal deficit.
A lot to be concerned about. Are Americans positive about their personal lives?
A lot more positive than they are about the U.S. 79% of Americans say they're satisfied with the way things are going in their personal life. That compares to only 23% who are satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. So a lot of us are happier personally. However, Dave, I should point out that 79% is down from where it has been. There were times back as recently as 2003 or 2000 at the end of the dot-com boom when 87 and 88% of Americans were satisfied. So that personal satisfaction is down some, but still high. And I should point out it's directly related to income. This is not a great shock, is it, Dave? But the more money you make, the more satisfied you are with the way things are going in your personal life.
Money can buy happiness.
It can. There's a lot of research on that, and a lot of people who aren't rich like to think that money won't buy happiness. But the more social scientists look at the data, the more they say, aha, there is a pretty good correlation. The more you make, the happier you are in general.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.